up 46 points at 39,165. The NASDAQ is up more than 100 points, more than 0.5%. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Lovegrass Music Festival, a nonprofit festival at Lake Wilson near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent and a family-friendly atmosphere. Open to the public August 8th through 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com. A lively start to our noon hour of music, Bori Fantasque, by French composer Emmanuel Chabrier. The Detroit Symphony, led by Paul Perret, getting things started here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, happy to have joined you to keep classical music going here throughout the afternoon hours. We'll enjoy Mozart and a second violin concerto, plus melodies for piano, about three melodies by Fanny Mendelssohn. That's all just ahead of us. Before we continue, an important note from the National Weather Service. In Pleasant Hill, a flash flood warning is in effect until 1:45 p.m., for eastern Johnson, southeastern Wyandotte County, and northwestern Cass and southwestern Jackson counties in west central Missouri. As of noon, emergency management reported flash flooding across the warned area. So multiple water rescues have already taken place this morning in Johnson County. Between 1 and 5 inches of rain have fallen, and an additional 1 inch is possible in the warned area. This is affecting Kansas City, Overland Park, Olathe, Independence, Lee's Summit, Shawnee, Blue Springs, Lenexa, Leewood, Raytown, Granville, Belton, Prairie Village, Raymore, Marion, Mission, Pleasant Hill, Greenwood, Edwardsville, and Fairway. Flash flood warning in effect until 1:45 p.m. for eastern Johnson, southeastern Wyandotte, northwestern Cass, and southwestern Jackson counties. Use caution while out there driving. Never try to cross flooded areas in your vehicle. Most flash flooding deaths occur in vehicles. The Berlin Philharmonic soloists on next on KPR to hear music from Claude Debussy, which began as a suite for a four-handed piano performance from 1886. We'll hear the Petite Suite on KPR. Composed in the late 19th century, The Petite Suite by Claude Debussy, played today by the Berlin Philharmonic soloists, led by conductor Ludwig Quandt, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 12:30. Music of Mozart still to come, the second violin concerto. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Grace Cathedral in Topeka, celebrating Independence Day with an hour-long community worship service Thursday at 10 a.m. featuring patriotic music by handbell choir, mass choir of singers, and a brass quintet. Details at gracecathedraltopeka.org. A flash flood warning remains in effect until 1:45 p.m. this afternoon for eastern Johnson County and southeastern Wyandotte counties in Kansas and northwestern Cass and southwestern Jackson counties in west central Missouri. As of noon, emergency management reported flash flooding across the warned area, along with multiple water rescues that have been carried out in Johnson County. Up to 5 inches of rain have fallen, with additional rain possible in the warned area. This is leading to life-threatening flash flooding of creeks, streams, urban areas, highways, streets, and underpasses, and affecting Kansas City, Overland Park, Olathe, Independence, Lee's Summit, Shawnee, Blue Springs, Lenexa, Leewood, Raytown, Grandview, Belton, Prairie Village, Raymore, Marion, Mission, Pleasant Hill, Greenwood, Edwardsville, and Fairway. Always remember never to drive into areas where flash flooding is occurring. Most hazards occur when people attempt to cross flooded areas in vehicles. Flash flood warning in effect until 1:45 p.m. for eastern Johnson, southeastern Wyandotte counties, and northwestern Cass and southwestern Jackson counties. A performance on piano next of Beatrice Rocks with three melodies for piano, from Fanny Mendelssohn on Kansas Public Radio. at the piano, Beatrice Rocks, with three melodies for piano, but composed by the eldest child of the Mendelssohn household, Felix's elder sister Fanny Mendelssohn, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 12:40 and 20 minutes until our next update of news headlines from NPR. Move right along to the English Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Raymond Lepard and violinist Chow Liang Lin, for music composed by Mozart in about his 20th year in 1775. The Second Violin Concerto in D on Kansas Public Radio. From Mozart, Violin Concerto No. 2 in D, played by the English Chamber Orchestra, led by Raymond Lepard, with our violinist Chow Liang Lin on Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
At last, check on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 36 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Nature Conservancy, working across oceans and isles to cut carbon emissions, protect lands and waters, and support local communities for a future where people and nature thrive. Nature.org/solutions. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From Italian composer Domenico Cimarosa, once the first name in the world of Italian opera, in the late 18th century, the overture to one of his comedies from about 1784, called Il Credulo, or The Gullible One, with Alessandro Amoretti leading the Nicholas Esterhazy Sinfonia on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson with more classical music for your Monday afternoon. Thanks for being on hand. The Lausanne Chamber Orchestra has Sergei Prokofiev's Sinfonietta and a beautiful piano trio by Franz Joseph Haydn. We're looking forward to that and more before the afternoon is through. The Royal Ballet Sinfonia of Birmingham and Gavin Sutherland have something next for us by an English composer born in the late 19th century, one Adam Karse, a composer, academic, and music writer and editor. This is something that he wrote in 1933, although it's meant to evoke the style and feel of 18th century dance suites. It's called the Winton Street for Suite for Strings. Here's the Royal Ballet Sinfonia of Birmingham on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1933 by English composer Adam Karse, the Winton Street for Suite for Strings, the Royal Ballet Sinfonia of Birmingham, conducted by Gavin Sutherland in that recording. The time is 1:23. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Cider Gallery, a co-working space offering executive suites, workstations, and memberships for any budget. Work in the heart of the Warehouse Arts District in East Lawrence. More information at CiderGallery.com. Flash flood warning remains in effect until 1:45 this afternoon for Johnson and Northern Miami counties, South Central Leavenworth and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, and Northern Cass and Jackson counties in West Central Missouri. Emergency management is reporting flash flooding across the warned area, with numerous closed roads in Johnson and Jackson counties. About 5 inches of rain have fallen since this morning. This is causing flash flooding of small creeks, streams, urban areas, highways, streets, and underpasses, as well as poor drainage in other low-lying areas. This is affecting Kansas City, Overland Park, Olathe, Independence, Lee's Summit, Shawnee, Blue Springs, Lenexa, Leawood, Raytown, Grandview, Belton, Prairie Village, Raymore, Gardner, Grain Valley, Miriam, Harrisonville, Mission, and Pleasant Hill. A flash flood warning until 1:45 p.m. for Johnson and Northern Miami counties, South Central Leavenworth and Wyandotte counties, and Northern Cass and Jackson counties. Stay tuned for music of Prokofiev, his Sinfonietta, with the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra. Right now, we're with the musicians of Trio 1790 for the 24th Piano Trio by Haydn. on Kansas Public Radio. Piano Trio number 24 in D, music by Franz Josef Haydn, played by the Ensemble Trio 1790 on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1:37, news from NPR at the top of the hour. The National Weather Service in Pleasant Hill, Missouri has extended the flash flood warning in effect for Johnson County, Northern Miami County, South Central Leavenworth County, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, and Northern Cass and Jackson counties in West Central Missouri. This flash flood warning has been extended until 4 p.m. this afternoon. Emergency management is reporting flash flooding across the warned area. Several area streams and creeks are in flood, and there are multiple road closures in Johnson and Jackson counties. About 6 inches of rain has fallen over the warned area. And this includes Kansas City, Overland Park, Olathe, Independence, Lee's Summit, Shawnee, Blue Springs, Lenexa, Leawood, Raytown, Grandview, Belton, Prairie Village, Raymore, Gardner, Grain Valley, Merriam, Harrisonville, Mission, and Pleasant Hill. Remember, never drive into areas where the way has been flooded. Flash flood warning until 4 p.m. this afternoon for Johnson County, Northern Miami County, South Central Leavenworth County, Wyandotte County, and Northern Cass and Jackson County. We're with the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra next, under conductor Alberto Zeta, to hear music written by Sergei Prokofiev in 1909, his Sinfonietta for orchestra on KPR. Composed in 1909, the Sinfonietta of Sergei Prokofiev, played for us by the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Alberto Zeta, here on Kansas Public Radio on a Monday afternoon. Stay tuned for NPR News just ahead, and in the next hour, we'll hear the work of Georges Bizet, Robert Schumann, and others. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Lovegrass Music Festival, a nonprofit music festival at Lake Wilson near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent and a family-friendly atmosphere. Open to the public August 8th through 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com.
For NPR News, I'm Emily Green.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from BetterHelp, committed to helping clients with issues ranging from relationship challenges and goal setting to grief and depression. Learn more at betterhelp.com/public. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. An Adagietto, music from The Suite L'Arlesi and The Girl from Arles by Georges Bizet, Robert von Karajan of the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to be back with you for more classical music before All Things Considered rolls around at 3 p.m. Violinist Gideon Kremer and Marta Argerich team up for the first violin sonata by Robert Schumann, and we have also a lovely early 20th century tone poem called The Legend of the Skerries from Swedish composer Hugo Alfvén. We'll be enjoying that in just a short time. A flash flood warning remains in effect until 4 p.m. this afternoon for Johnson County, Northern Miami County, South Central Leavenworth County, Wyandotte counties in Kansas, and Northern Cass and Jackson County in West Central Missouri. Flash flood warning caused by an extremely rainy morning that's affecting Kansas City, Overland Park, Olathe, Independence, Lee's Summit, Shawnee, Blue Springs, Lenexa, Leawood, Raytown, Grandview, Belton, Prairie Village, Raymore, Gardner, Grain Valley, Merriam, Harrisonville, Mission, and Pleasant Hill. Flash flooding occurring in areas of small creeks and streams, urban areas, highways, streets, and underpasses, as well as other poor drainage and low-lying areas. Remember never to drive your vehicle across flooded areas. Flash flood warning until 4:04, Johnson County, Northern Miami County, South Central Leavenworth County, Wyandotte County, and Northern Cass and Jackson County. So a bit of a rainy and rough start to this Monday, 1st of July, but it's turned sunny in much of northeast and east central Kansas, and a fairly good day to be out working in the garden. And this is just the sort of music to do it to. Next, from Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo, Music for a Garden, with the London Symphony on KPR. Music for a Garden, by Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo, performed by the London Symphony, conducted by Enrique Batiste, here on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 2:21, and another wonderful tone poem of the early 20th century is on the way, in a little over 15 minutes' time, called A Legend of the Scaries, from Swedish composer Hugo Alfvén. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. And Spider Arc Constructors, offering hardscaping across the KPR listening area, including patios and retaining walls. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, Spider Arc Constructors.com. A flash flood warning in effect until 4 p.m. this afternoon for Johnson County, Northern Miami County, South Central Leavenworth County, Wyandotte Counties in Kansas, and in Missouri, Northern Cass and Jackson County. Two wonderful musicians are joining us next, violinist Gideon Kramer, Marta Argerich at the piano for Robert Schumann's first violin sonata written late in his life and career in 1851. Next on KPR. Violinist Gideon Kramer and pianist Marta Argerich in Violin Sonata No. 1 from 1851 by Robert Schumann here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 2:40 and 20 minutes until, all things considered, at 3 o'clock. Just a quick note that if you happen to be in or around the Topeka area and are looking for something to do tonight, why not check out the North Topeka Community Band Concert, happening this evening at 7:30 p.m. at Garfield Park Gazebo at 1600 Northeast Quincy in Topeka. A summer treat in North Topeka since 1996, and tonight featuring the No Boundaries Dance Collective and refreshments, courtesy of the Blind Barista Trailer. The North Topeka Community Band Concert, tonight 7:30 p.m. at Garfield Park, 1600 Northeast Quincy in Topeka. Free concert coming up tonight here in Northeast and East Central Kansas. Next on KPR, we have something for you from Swedish composer Hugo Alfvén, who once wrote that he had his best ideas when sailing out on dark and stormy nights amid the Skerries, which is referring to small outcroppings of land, craggy rocks or shoals or very tiny islands. It's apparently where the Swedish composer felt most at home. And in 1904, he composed this beautiful tone poem, The Legend of the Skerries. We'll hear the Royal Scottish Orchestra on KPR. A Swedish tone poem, composed in 1904. A Legend of the Skerries, from Hugo Alfvén, played by the Royal Scottish Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 3 o'clock, and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Classical music continues with Destiny tonight at 7. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area, and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. It's 3 o'clock. This is KPR.